This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Is Mac okay? Text 2, Mac, how are you doing? Text 3 from the 816, Mac, it's going to be all right. Text number 4 from the 816, who hurt you, Connor? LOL. You all right?
I'm all right.
Where's he rank for you in fandom?
He's my second favorite player of all time.
Really? Well, who's your first player?
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Talking about basketball players.
Oh, I'm talking about athletes. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's why I said fandom.
Oh, sorry.
NBA. My fandom. My all sports.
I would have got NBA as well, though, too. Tatum collapsing last night, right?
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Joe Randa, your dad.
Yep, my dad. And then, I'd say probably Mahomes, maybe. I don't know. That's actually a good question. But, Jason Tatum would be in my top 6 or 7 athletes for ever.
For all time. Wow. Okay. So, he was on his way to bringing people back to the Celtics side of things last night. It was 40-some points, and then one of the more gruesome injuries that you ever see. I hate injuries like this. It doesn't matter that I'm rooting for the Knicks or anything like that. I hated when Joe Burrow went down, even though he's a fraud. But you hate to see when some of the better players in all of professional sports go down, because you're watching the game for greatness, and Jason Tatum happens to be one of those guys that's just one of the great players in the league right now. And he was dominating.
He was fantastic.
It was unbelievable. He was single-handedly keeping his team alive in that game last night, which it ended up being finally the best game of the series, I think, from start to finish. It was never, another big lead blown by Boston, obviously.
Was it 11 and a half, 61-50?
It was 14 in the third quarter. Yeah.
For like one possession.
Right. Yeah, it was up to 14 points in the third quarter.
In that first half, the Celtics shot like 67%. It was like only 11-point game. It was like, okay, the Knicks kind of kept that run at
bay. It was weird. It was a weird game, man. It was like back and forth. It was like the Knicks were tied, and then all of a sudden it was a 9-point lead by Boston in the blink of an eye. And then 2 seconds later, it was a tie game. It was like the game of runs, It's going back and forth. It was compelling theater last night. And then Jason Tatum, I guess it's an Achilles, right? Sure seems like an Achilles that was blown last night.
Him
getting wheeled through the halls of Madison Square Garden like that last night on the thing. Like, I hate to see
really
that
sad.
Because
crying.
There aren't many great players in the world. There's a lot of really good players, but there's not a lot of great players out there. And I think Jason Tatum kind of falls into that category. And I know it's a 3-1 series, and the Knicks are ready to get the gentleman sweep over the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Whoever would have said that? And we don't get to see Jason Tatum give him a great run for their money in that, potentially a game 5 for the ages. And now we see a Boston Celtics team that I don't know how you recover if you're their teammates. I don't want to hear they're professional athletes and all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, they're human beings as well. And that's their guy, man. That's their dude who went down. I mean, like how do you recover from something like that if you're a professional team? Ask the Jets when Aaron Rodgers went down. They lost the whole season because of that, right? I mean, it's a big, big, big deal. And he may be out all next year, too.
For sure.
And so the repercussions on this just aren't game five of the Knicks-Celtics Eastern Conference semifinals. It's holy cow, the Celtics aren't going to have this guy next year, and we get deprived of basically an entire year watching one of the great players in sports, man.
Yeah, in his prime. Yeah, that was my first thought. It was like, okay, so this season's done. Oh, so next season's done too. It's brutal. I mean, it hurts way more than losing the game
know what
or the
you
series.
Got? Yeah, you got the legacy story.
That's
he comes
right.
back from the Achilles because, like, hear me out. Everybody disrespects Jason Tatum.
It's true,
right? Last night we found out that that's not true. The league actually likes Jason Tatum. LeBron made it about him and tweeted out.
Of course,
guys said, "Hey, it's me." Brunson, who looked like Kyler Murray in his post-game press conference. I thought it was Kyler Murray.
Boy, he does kind of look like
it's
Kyler.
It's dead on.
Who?
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, okay, Brunson and Kyler Murray kind of do look alike, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if this is Kyler trying to take over for a winning game that he's never had. I'm kidding. But, like, the NBA seems to like Jason Tatum, which is kind of interesting because it's like when we talk about people that don't think the Royals are a good baseball team, there's like seven people that are louder than the rest of the hundreds.
Right. That's what it is with Tatum.
Yeah. And like that's Tatum is gotcha. Like respected in the NBA. And now we got to see him win a title last year, not win NBA finals MVP. We got to see him get a lot of backlash from fan base, be like, nothing that Tatum does is original.
Yep.
And then this year, the catastrophic pull on your heartstrings injury. Achilles gets torn. Boston's probably done. When one of your best players like that, it happens to, it's depleting. Like, you just, it's like, man, now what?
How do you even get up for next year, too, if you're a fan? I mean, that's the other thing, because you know this offseason, if they end up losing this series, and now I am willing to say Boston's on the brink. This is the first time I'm willing to give the advantage to the Knicks in this series. And it's not because of the Tatum injury. It's a 3-1 lead at this point. I think the Knicks would have won had Tatum not gotten hurt anyway in that game. They had a decent amount of cushion there towards the end. It was like a 6 or 7 point lead.
If that
steal
still happened and Tatum didn't get hurt, be a 9-point lead with a little over 3 to go. So
right.
Tatum still would have been in. It would have been a chance.
It would have been a chance, but you never know. You just don't know. But anyway, here it is at 3-1.
Yep.
And now this is the first time I'm saying the Celtics are, the Celtics are the underdog in this one right
now.
I told you I would not say that until there was an elimination game.
Yep.
And now there is an elimination game. It happens to be up in Boston. Maybe Boston wins this game. Maybe they get a little adrenaline moving forward and they win game 5. And you send it back to a game 6. The further it goes on, the further Knicks fans are going to be going, uh-oh, because everybody's seen this kind of stuff before. You just want to go out there and close it out. But, I mean, I imagine, like, your best player in the NFL or on a baseball team getting hurt at the end of September in a game or in the postseason or something like that, and it not only kills you for the rest of that postseason, but it kills you for the rest of the year next year as well. You know, somebody goes down, they blow their ACL. Like look, who was the guy for the Chiefs? Charles Omenihu, right?
Yeah.
He blew his ACL in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, wasn't able to play in the Super Bowl, basically missed all of last year, came back late in the season. These injuries, man, these injuries in the postseason suck because it jeopardizes all of next season as well. And I'm one of those guys where I am in my age and life. I love to watch greatness. I love to watch things. Sometimes I don't care what team's doing it. If somebody's having a night like Jason Tatum was having, you sit there and you just marvel at that because there's not many guys on planet Earth that can do something like that. And now he's gone, man. And now he's gone for an entire year. And so I would imagine if Boston ends up losing the series with a new owner coming in, there's probably going to be a lot of wholesale changes at the hands of the Boston Celtics. They may even fire, Bobby Mottola after this series if they end up losing this thing because they were headed towards a loss anyway.
Yes.
Even if Jason Tatum wasn't hurt.
I agree.
913 guarantees in all caps that Boston rallies and win games 5 at home.
Love it.
I think Boston does win game 5 at home.
They're going to give a great effort.
Yeah, I think you're going to see one of those, like, Herculean, if you will, efforts out of Boston because they don't want to go back home. And then you have game 6 at the Garden, and then the Knicks maybe can close it out there.
I would imagine.
I don't think Boston wants to see the Knicks celebrate that crap on their home floor.
No,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, and they want to go out there now for Tatum and try and prove him something. And also, if you want to talk about, Jaylen Brown, it's time for him to kind of prove something. He's got more turnovers than three-pointers made, 15 turnovers this series, 7 three-pointers made. My thing,
strong.
And you talk about Tatum and the originality aspect.
I mean,
of
Matt
it.
Moore did it for the Chiefs, so anything's possible,
so
right?
So anything can happen.
Yeah, Chad Henne, anything's possible,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
so.
And Kevin Garnett said anything's possible.
Tatum, the lack of originality, that can stay consistent. His idol, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, came back from an Achilles injury, better than ever. Jason Tatum has the chance to do that now. But, it's going to be a long, long road for this team.
Legacy.
And next year is going to be, it's retooling. It's going to, this is a, This is a gut punch, bro.
Yeah, it is. He's got to go to Rodgers' guy now. Make sure he gets that boot and licks a toad and rubs some mud on it and see if he can get back before the, you know, the Halloween game.
But at least it wasn't your day wasn't full of negativity.
It's true.
You, Maloney, the Mouse Bros.
Yeah.
Dude, Mac and Maloney's mice murdering, I don't know.
That maybe marketing you gotta go differently.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta go differently.
You were killing mice in my yard yesterday, right?
No, in my yard.
In your yard.
So we got the grill, if anyone's wondering, at your house. Me and Maloney got it in the trunk, boom, got it in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Made it to the house. Got over, I was like, because I shook the cover before we got the grill because of the snake at your house. Because I was like, we're not messing with that. And then he kind of takes open, we've got the grill on its back. So when we lift it back up, the top is
on
open.
Its back.
Yeah. The grill is on its back, yes.
Got to slow down when you say the grill's on its back. And you and Maloney are mouse killers.
Okay. So the top is open. The grate, different things of the grill are now coming out. So we're kind of taking apart the grill to then lift it out. Mm. Rob was like, oh. That's a mouse. I'm like, okay. So he gets it out. Rob style just stomps on that thing in the bed of his truck. Well,
my wife Lenny killed the neck. My wife did it to the mouse on Saturday. She killed it, snapped its neck.
It's crazy. He's like,
because the dog was going after it. Oh, so we had to take care of it. I don't want to hear from PETA. It's a mouse.
He's like, I need a broom. I'm like, okay.
Mice and men.
He gets
keep
a broom.
Going.
God, with the broom. And then God, with his foot. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, dude, I think there could be another one. He's like, nah, I took it all apart. I'm like, no, we didn't take that last thing up. So we picked the last one thing. I'm like, dude, there it is. And it's in my yard. He's like, you want to just let it go? I'm like, no, man. So I chase it down with one of the grill things and hit it.
It's a little mouse. It's not going to do anything.
I don't know what it's going to go find another mouse and breed.
Yeah,
I don't need any of that.
It's a mouse. Put out some, you know, what do they used to put out for mice back? And they like, there was like poison pellets you used to put out and they would eat that thing and, you know, take it back to the nest and digest itself. Yeah. It's a mouse. It's not that big a deal. Better than not having it than the snake. You know, you could add a snake in there.
It's weird that you'd have mice and a snake. You should have
one or the other right next to each other. Yeah, there's been a lot of mice out there. That snake was useless. That snake sucked, man.
That snake sucks.
I mean, do your job. I mean, you got one job to do, and it's police the yard from mice, and the snake's hiding in a grill cover, all warm and cozy, like he's in his mother's womb. Like, get out there and eat the mice, you damn snake.
Nah, he was chilling in that cover.
So now I got no more mice and I got no more snake. Yeah. The mice will be back.
Thank you, Bob, for the grill. And thank you, Rob, for the transportation. That was fun.
So
cleaned it up.
Did you clean out the grill? Because you had like a little nest in there.
Oh, there was a nest in there.
Where was the nest?
Like under all of the grill stuff.
Not in the corner.
Because I haven't used that grill in over a year.
Can he still use that grill?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, turn it on.
I got some grill cleaner. I went down and sprayed it. You think like a hose is needed? I don't know.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah, no. I mean, you'll be fine. Just clean it up. Go to the store and they'll tell you what to buy.
Yeah, I got some stuff. It feels like it's
mice
it's
get
usable.
In the winter and everything. I mean, they're always all over. You know,
but what are their nests even? It was just like
leaves and whatever they find.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And outside twine.
It was like white tissuey material.
Yeah,
it was
you know what?
Interesting.
I'll tell you exactly what that was. It was the paper towel that I had on the paper towel holder on the Blackstone. That's exactly
so it
what it was.
Apart, yeah, got it nice and
because I've seen like it attacked the paper towels one time, and you know I was like, oh okay, so obviously a mouse or something got in here. So that's exactly what that was. Yep. Paper towel.
Makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.